to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good afternoon, or good morning, everybody. And you're tuned in to Keys to a Healthier Lifestyle with your host, David Sherman, who will be exploring the world of health and natural methods to heal the body. On his show, he will bring humor, science, and simplicity to convey how the body has incredible healing powers. And with the right tools, you can have a long and healthy lifestyle. If you're not sure where to find the right modality, then this is the show for you. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome David Sherman.
Good morning. Hello, this is David Sherman. How are you doing today? I am here in lovely Detroit, Michigan, metropolitan Detroit, and we have a fabulous show for you today. The weather is absolutely gorgeous. It's a perfect day of 73 degrees and a wonderful day to be outside enjoying the sun and getting well from the air we breathe and love. So without further ado, what I'd like to do is introduce Amy Willine. Amy is my partner in Natural Recharge. She's an unbelievable woman. Amy is a certified natural health professional. She's also has her nutritional counseling degree, and she works with us and has many different facets of her expertise, from essential oils, massage therapy, using raindrop massage, using energy, and so much more that she can offer to us. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce Amy Willine to our show. Amy, how are you today?
Good morning, David. Thanks for a wonderful welcome. Wow, I sound good when you say that.
you know what? You may sound good on the radio, but you sound even better in person.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. As you said, we are business partners, and I'm very blessed to have you as a business partner. Thank you. And I love the store that we have.
Well, yes, it is. It's a really wonderful place to go. And as you know, and I invite our guests, those in the Metro Detroit area, to come and visit and learn about all the different modalities we have, from essential oils, nutrition, hydration, laser therapy, the Megan massage beds, and so forth. It's really a great place to come. And I'm not just saying that from us, but that's what our customers say. And we have great ratings for our customers about our business. But more importantly, let's talk about you. And first of all, I'd like to start is, so you've been in the health field and wellness for quite some time. And what got you started and interested in helping people with their health and getting better?
Well, it's been lifelong, but I would have to say that really the transformation started when I learned about the Young Living essential oils. I'd always been interested in cooking healthy and exercising, but learning about the essential oils really started me down the learning part of it. I was introduced to the oils from my sister, and when I started really understanding the power of the essential oils, I wanted to learn more about it. So I took classes into becoming an aromatherapist and started going down that path. And while I was going down that, they also were teaching a modality called healing touch. Maybe some of you have heard of that. It's quite often used in the hospitals. It was developed by a nurse. And so that also got me started going down the path of learning more about the energies in the body and how they run. And using the oils with that is very, very powerful. And so then you and I purchased our business, and that was when I changed direction and got my certified natural health professional and my certified nutrition counseling, and have really started also going down the path of teaching and encouraging people to eat healthy, to eat food, have food as their medicine. And there's just such a huge problem out there with inflammation in our bodies and depression and people just not feeling good. And if they would really understand that a lot of it is tied to their gut health, there could be just little things that they changes that they could make that would be really powerful in improving just their overall vitality. So I try and healthy living eating habits. And so that's just you know, has blossomed from there.
Well, that's a lot of different expertise and information. So let's start kind of back from what you first talked about, the healing touch. Can you explain a little more about how that works and how that's used in helping people?
Yes. And I've gone on to take other classes, a modality called Jin Shin Jutsu. I'm really, really into Donna Eden right now. If anybody wants to learn about her, you can go to YouTube, and I've started doing her five-minute energy routine every day, and that has made such a huge, profound impact on just my daily energy and how I feel. I didn't understand what energy was. It seemed kind of like, you know, voodoo. But when I started learning about doing a technique with the oils called the raindrop, where you apply oils on the feet and on the spine, 9 different oils, the first thing that we did in that was we balanced the energies by holding people's shoulders and people's feet. And what I mean by energy is really our body is one big mass of energy. It's just cells bumping into each other. And even though we look like we're solid, it's just very, very tightly knit together, not even knit together, but cells bumping against each other. So while we have our kidneys and our physical body, throughout the body, there's energy centers, and for lack of a better term, it's kind of like tissue is Kleenex is to tissue. A common name would be chakras. So we have 7 different chakras through our body, and those are like the energy organs of our body. And then the meridians that flow through and travel to these energy centers or the chakras are called meridians. And anybody that knows Chinese medicine or has heard of acupuncture, that's what the acupuncturists do, is they're going into different spots on the meridian and they're activating it with the needle and trying to unblock the flows. And the belief is that if the energies are moving properly in the body then can start to heal itself. And actually in Chinese medicine, the doctor would, for a fee, treat the patient doing the energy work. And then if they got sick, he would treat them for free because he felt like he had done something wrong that they got sick. And so the belief is that if there's something out of line in the electrical field of the body or the energy field of the body, that is when sickness starts to develop. So if we can get the energy flowing properly through the body, then the body should respond in kind and to start healing itself. And that works even on the emotional level. So there's a big tie between physical and the emotional. And that's what I love to use the oils for, is working on the emotional side. And then the energy fits in so well with that. So as far as healing touch, was a wonderful, I just learned just the basics of the healing touch. There's so much more to learn, but it's about clearing the energy field and getting rid of the negative energy that is within our aura. So our energy, if we're healthy, goes beyond us. It goes out beyond our fingertips. And sometimes if you're next to somebody and they're too close to you, they're actually in your energy field and they're making you uncomfortable. So that sometimes needs to be cleared, or it's a filter system that will allow emotions and things to get into our body. So it's a filter system that you want to keep healthy, and the oils are awesome at doing that.
Well, so that's fantastic. It's really, I know that you've done it on a lot of customers, and they come back sometimes like 10 minutes later even telling you, oh my God, I feel so much better. So what you'll have to, before we finish, we'll have to get that website that you talked about for the 5-minute energy. I think that would be important for our hosts. But before we go into that, I want to go back and talk about, so we talk about essential oils, and the essential oils are gaining a lot of notoriety and popularity now, and people are using them more in general practice and at their homes as part of their own homeopathic remedies. Tell me, what are essential oils, and what's a simple way you can explain that, and how do they come, or, you know, in terms of what forms? Because there's, I know that was something that when you and I met, I was completely unaware of, and now I'm a big fan, but I'd like to hear it from an aromatherapist on how you could explain that.
Sure, I would love it. Great question. So the oils that I was introduced to, and so those are the ones I use, are the Young Living essential oils. And basically, the essential oil is the lifeblood of the plant. It's the aromatic liquid that's found in shrubs and flowers and trees and roots, bushes, resins. For example, frankincense actually is a resin where they nick the tree, they cut the tree, and it oozes this resin. So actually some of the oils will go back to their resin shape. They're hard to drip out of the bottle because they go back to the resin. Seeds. And so all of these parts of the plant, they carry this lifeblood, and they are what causes natural pesticides, so that the plant resists certain pesticides. It helps in the healing process of the plant if it gets sick. So it's just the natural liquids, aromatic liquids that are found inside the plant that keep the plant healthy. And when they go through what's called a distillation process, those aromatic oils, then we can use them. And they can be used in several different ways. You can smell them. And we have at the store, and I have at home, it's called a diffuser, where you actually put the oils in a little diffuser. You can have it attached right to the bottle, right to the diffuser, or there can be drops that go in water. And the smell goes throughout store or your home, and it just works on several different levels. It works on if your immune system is compromised, you would pick an oil that supports the immune system. If you're feeling a little blue that day, you might pick lemon oil, which is just a great oil to diffuse, and it just, I don't know, lifts your spirits. It works on the limbic area of the brain, which is the area that creates good memories, and you just think about cookies at Christmas time or holiday time, that it brings back wonderful memories, barbecues in the summertime, just that area of the brain it works on. Also, these oils can pass the blood-brain barrier, so they can be very effective in supporting brain health. You can apply them topically, so if you have a bug bite or something going on, you can apply them topically. If you have sensitive skin, you just put them on the bottom of your feet, and it'll go throughout your body within 20 seconds. You can also take them internally. You just need to be careful. They are very powerful, and you don't want to just take them willy-nilly. There's some that are generally regarded as safe, and I would only use essential oils that you know are pure. A lot of the oils out there have had extenders or chemicals used to distill them, and so if you read the label, it will say, do not consume. And so I know that the Young Living essential oils are pure and that they're safe to consume, so I wouldn't do that with just any oil. but know your oil, that it's safe before you would do that. And the thing that I love about Young Living is that they have a seed to seal process that they is their core. And so they know the seed that goes in the ground. They know the ground that it has grown in. They are very careful in the cultivation and in the distillation process. And then each batch, before it's sent to the consumer, is tested within their own labs and with third-party testing. And each oil, bottle of oil that goes out, they know they can track it back to what lot and what batch it came from. So there's a very, very high standard of quality. So that's why I love those oils. They make a difference. You can feel a difference in your body when you put them on. That's one thing that I've had to start to learn, is the subtleties of the way that the oils work. And if you can just put them on and be still, you really can feel a shift. They're that powerful, and that's what I love about them.
Well, I definitely experienced that. I mean, I experienced it more ways than one. I know for stomach aches, it's been fantastic. For headaches, as you said, kind of feeling kind of down and tired. I've even, you know, consumed the thieves oil, which is quite interesting. I guess, you know, what's interesting when we talk about essential oils, this is not something new. Essential oils have been around for centuries and go back to the days of the Bible, and I guess are referenced in the Bible. So we're talking about a process and a belief and a use that have been going back for thousands of years. And fortunately, Gary Young is one of the people who brought this back into the modern day world in a more, widely aware manner, and sense that, you know, he's the exposure that he's gained for the essential oils, along with other companies I know have tried to, but I think he was probably the pioneer, and in terms of what his story was and how he created a business with the essential oils, correct?
Oh, that is absolutely correct. It, you know, they've been used in Europe just as, you know, a form of remedy that you would go to. And that's not so well, at least in the last 50, 60 years here in the States. It's, you know, the pharmaceuticals have really taken hold, and the herbs and the other modalities, homeopathy, essential oils, really haven't been explored. So actually in France, I would not be able to dispense essential oils. The essential oils are dispensed by a doctor, and they are learned in medical school. And so, I mean, that just is proof of how profound they are, that I wouldn't be able to dispense them if I was in France. So they have been around. You can read about them in the temple and the holy oil. That had the frankincense and the anaka, and there's a, you know, whole recipe in there. And it was used to fight bacteria, and it was also used as incense to have a closer connection to the higher God that created that. And it's a gift from him to help us on a spiritual level and also on a physiological level with our health and our well-being. And you're right. In the tombs, there were like big vats of essential oils that were entombed when the pharaohs passed, and grave robbers would go in, and the gold and the jewels would be there, but the pots of the essential oils were gone. So back in the day, it was a commodity that was highly treasured and highly regarded as something that had value. You know, we don't look at, you know, we look at money today as our form of exchange, but over the years, the spices and salt and these essential oils had great value, and we've lost that along the way, at least in this country, and it's coming back. Like you say, people like Dr. Young. It's what really, he was in a wheelchair. He had a logging accident. He was in a wheelchair. He was looking at anything to make him better. And he had tried essential oils, and they hadn't worked for him. And a woman from, I believe it was Switzerland, came in. She was a patient of his. He was a naturopathic doctor. And she's like, no, you need to try these oils. And, I mean, for him, he's something instantaneously when he applied the therapeutic grade essential oil. And that's when it started his journey into learning more about essential oils. And it's his desire and his belief that, and his goal to get them in every person's home and in the world. So he's well on his way.
Well, there, you know, I know that there is hundreds of different essential oils and combinations of either singles such as lavender, lemon, thyme, I guess, you know, I know you don't sit different fruits such as orange, tangerine, grapefruit, and there's numerous ones, but there's also combinations such as, I know in the case the names are Thieves and Aromas Thieves and Panaway and others, but you know, it gets a little complicated for the end user to try and understand what to use. I know I have two questions. One is if somebody wants to get started, how to get started. And then two is that I'd like to follow up with, there is a device called a Zytoscan that can really help people to determine what is the best essential oils for them and how they can, you know, take advantage of what's missing in their body and use oils. So first, if you could tell a little bit about maybe how somebody could connect with Natural Recharge or whatever and the kits or things like that. And then,
sure, good question. Young Living is a network marketing company, and so you can purchase from them retail. You can come into the store, or I have a website that you can go to, and you can just purchase the product at retail. Young Living has made it very affordable and possible to become a distributor at a very low cost of $40, and that will allow you to purchase product at wholesale wholesale price, and that's a 24% savings. And then if you get on an auto ship, which you get a minimum of $50 every month, which once you start using the oils for their products, it's no problem to do. And you, if this isn't something that you buy extra, you buy in place of. And so it's not something extra. You will, you know, you can buy their shampoo, or you can buy their lotion, or you can buy their soap. So you're not buying something extra. It just use that instead. And then you start accruing points to use for free product. And it's amazing how quickly that adds up and the shipping is reduced. So for a very low cost, you can have these wonderful products in your home. And there are kits that's the Everyday Oils Kit. And that basically has 10 different oils that you could use every day, and you wouldn't need any other oils except for those. And with that kit comes a diffuser. And that's the one that I recommend for people getting started, because you have a diffuser and you have 10 oils to get started. And I believe that is right around $165. The price just kind of changed on it. So, but I believe it's right around that price point range, and it's such a great value. And we would be more than happy at the store to talk to you about that. It's very easy to do, and there's no commitment. You don't have to sell. You don't have to build it as a business, although it is a great business. It creates great residual income. So if you're looking at doing a little side income, that's a great thing to look at. So did I answer that question?
No, that's great. And I do want to follow up. So, you know, if somebody does, they can call 248-203-7744 and talk to yourself or Lisa, or, I'm here occasionally as well at the office, and we could try to help them get started. I happen to agree that the starter kit is such a good blend and wide variety of different oils that allows one to really get to experience the different capabilities of the oils, from the lavender for healing, it works great on cuts, for relaxation, going to sleep, lemon, you know, I know it's so great, it not only, as you said, maybe for feeling good, but it's also probably one of the best cleaning items. It gets rid of a lot of different things. It's a powerful tool, so.
Yes, yes. It's great at getting gummy labels, the gummy part of the label off.
Yeah, I use it for getting rid of the sap on my car and without ruining the car as well. So
about lemon, I'm just going to share that I love, and we do it at our meetings. We do have meetings on the oils periodically, classes and workshops at the store. We're having one in August on opening up the heart chakra, and it's using the essential oils and some of the positive affirmations with it, just to throw out for there. But the thing about lemon oil that we show is that actually lemon gets in and it breaks down the petrochemicals that can clog the receptor sites of the cells. And that just means that as we are at the gas station and we breathe in the gas fumes, or just the everyday living, there's toxins and so forth that come in and they gunk up the receptor sites of the cells. And lemon will actually go in there and help to clean up those toxins. And the way that we show that is we put a drop of lemon on the bottom of a styrofoam cup, and within seconds, you will start to see it eat through the styrofoam cup. And that's what it actually does inside your body. It doesn't, not going to, if you put it on your skin, it doesn't eat the skin away. So it just works on getting rid of the toxins that aren't, you know, they're man-made. And so that's a beautiful thing about lemon oil.
Yeah, it is quite remarkable. And actually it tastes great too, whether you put it in tea or lemon. You know, the nice thing is, you said it, not only be used topically, but it can be consumed as part of, and also used in cooking. So, and how many, I guess, so like in a five, I know they come in like 5 milliliter, it's kind of measured in drops, and 15 milliliter bottle. But do you know, like, for example, how many lemons in that they use to distill to make a bottle of one of the oils or something?
I should know that off the top of my head. I can't tell you, but I know that like rose oil, that's really, really expensive. It's like 2,000 pounds of petals of the roses, and it's
2,000 pounds.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
that's a lot. And for what, a 5 milliliter bottle, correct?
Oh yeah, yeah. And so that's the reason why it's just so. You know, expensive, but it is like a fabulous, fabulous oil. My husband got it for me 1 year at Christmas time, and it's one that I just smell. but it's fabulous. And you keep talking about the thieves, and I love the thieves. My daughter's friends have used it to support their. I'm sorry if you hear the dog in the background. They hear something there.
The dog wants an oil.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. I use an oil called Rutavala. It's very sedating. It's got lavender and valerian and rue in it, ruta in it. And it's for calming and sedating. And I put it on her before she goes to the groomer because she hates going to the groomer, and it does help calm her. But anyway, getting back to the thieves blend is has a great story. It was used after the recipe comes from during the bubonic plague. There were men that would go and they would rob the sick people, and they would rob the graves and get the you know, all their gold and anything of value, and they weren't getting sick. And so they finally were caught. And when they were caught, part of their sentence was to, you know, tell tell everybody and give the recipe as to why it was that they didn't get sick. And they were sons of spice traders. And so what they did is they slathered themselves with the oils and covered their faces and spices. And the recipe was known as the thieves' vinegar. And so Dr. Young took some of the properties or some of the herbs and spices that were used in that, and he created what's called a thieves' blend. So it's a very good one for supporting the immune system. And it's got clove in it, cinnamon bark, rosemary, lemon, and eucalyptus radiata. You know, some of my daughter's friends have had dental issues, and when they have a issue with their teeth, they will put it on their toothbrush or right on their gum, and have really found positive results with that. And you know, my daughter's used it for putting on a drop on her toothbrush, and it helps bring down the tartar on the teeth. So it's very powerful. When we get sick and need to support our immune system, we put it in the diffuser and let it diffuse through the air just to breathe in. And it's a very powerful blend. And that's part of the Everyday Oils kit.
Yeah, I take two or three drops and put them in my ionized alkaline kangen water every morning, I think that really helps it. And I know the great thing about the thieves that Young Living has is they've created a whole marketplace of other products that they've combined with thieves, such as the toothpaste. You can have thieves toothpaste. There's a thieves hand soap. There's a thieves even probably one of the most underappreciated is the thieves cleaning, what do you call it, the little hand cleaner.
The hand sanitizer, yep.
Yeah, because instead of using an alcohol-based hand sanitizer that's drying out your hands and your skin, and I know a lot of people use Purell all the time, the thieves is just fantastic for cleaning your hands and face and being a sanitizer, and it comes in the same little bottles as those Purell items, and it's great. We use it to clean our floors using it comes in a solution that you can drop into a bucket for water to dilute. We clean windows with it again, and not using the oils, but they've combined it into other types of solutions where it's a very powerful cleaning agent. And the wonderful thing is it's all natural.
Totally.
Again, I'm so thankful for you for exposing me to that, because I know in our home, it's literally with that and the kangen water, it's virtually, we've gone chemical free because of the power of the thieves.
Mm-hmm. So. It's fabulous. My groomer uses it because, you know, it's safe around the pet, you know, around all her dogs. And she's even used the cleaner on little cuts and stuff when her animals get, you know, little cuts and stuff like that. So she, you know, uses it above and beyond what it's supposed to be for. So she swears by it.
That's great. Following up the second question, which I had, which, again, this is something that, you know, you shared with me many years ago when I was first introduced and learned a little bit about the essential oils, was the Zytoscan. And there might be some controversy in people because they really don't understand it, but tell me what the Zytoscan does, how it works, and also how somebody might be able to come to Natural Recharge. I know that it's so much fun to use, and it's a fascinating device that really gets into a lot of people's, not only their emotions, but their health, and people are quite impressed once they get the chance to use the scanner. And tell me a little bit about how that works and how somebody can get scanned and what it scans.
All right. The Zyto is so cool. It's amazing. And I know it's weird, but after people do it and they get their results, they're like, oh, wow, how does this machine know me so well? So what it does is you just put your hand on this little device, and it's reading the energy from your palm. And we talked about energy earlier, so we understand that our body is just basically energy. So you put your hand on this hand device, and it's reading the energy from your hand, and it's going through your body and checking 76 different biomarkers throughout your body. And we can't say what they are because this isn't a medical device, but it's checking different organs and different tissues in your body. And when it gets to one of those markers, it asks if it's in balance. And if it's not in balance, it asks which Young Living essential oil or product will bring it back into balance. And there's three different areas that we look at. One is the essential oils, one is the supplements, and the other is for weight management. And it doesn't mean about losing weight, it's more about nutrition, like how are you digesting your food, and gets results. So it's really cool when you combine all three of those. There's generally an overall theme of maybe the system in your body that needs supported the most. And it could be digestion, it could be hormone, it could be, brain clarity. It's just fascinating when you see the results and you can put it all together. And then, you use those products, and they say usually about for 6 weeks. And it's amazing the change that can happen just by using those products. People are usually blown away. And what I love to do then is I take the oil that has been, shown to be an oil for you, and I look at the emotion that's attached to it. There's a wonderful woman out there who's created a book that's attached the emotion to the oil, and it's just amazing, amazing, amazing. And it just shows people a starting point. Like, some people don't even realize that they're holding a certain emotion or that something really is there, because we bury our emotions. And so if we can start facing those and saying positive affirmations and applying the oil, it's really amazing at how quickly we can start to feel better. And I've just seen it time and time again. And we have, it takes about, I would allow an hour to do that. We started taking appointments for it just because we found that it just takes time. And a lot of times when we do that, I also add some energy work into there. And I would offer on this call, it's normally an $80 session to do that, because we apply the oils and we do the Zyto and energy work. But, for people that would respond to this call, I would offer a special for $45. So just throwing that out there. It's really a really, really cool hour.
Well, that's fantastic. So you just made a great offer. So if somebody calls Natural Recharge and they mention that they heard on Body Mind Spirit Guide's Blog Talk Radio, Amy speaking, that they have the opportunity to listen or to actually get a scan for and spend an hour with you learning about their emotions, their health and wellness with regard to how it's affected with the essential oils. I know that I've done that scan, and it's really a little enlightening sometimes. It's not always what you want to see or hear. But it is a very powerful tool, and as you said, it works a lot with the energy and it goes just through your hand. There's no feeling. You can't feel anything electronically. It's just putting your hand on this metal sensor that is actually applying through your hand, and it works great. And honestly, I think that everybody should try it one time. I don't ever remember anybody not liking the experience of it in terms of the information that they got to learn from the essential oils and how that works. Now, what's important, I think, is that they have to understand that the Zyto, the software that we have, or that Zyto provides with us, is specifically tuned to match to Young Living essential oils. So they work with Young Living, and they've worked on the energy fields that the essential oils that Young Living has. So it's specifically tuned and is focused on how their products relate to those imbalances in the energy, correct?
Mm-hmm. That's correct. And also, we would have to schedule it because it's done remotely with a colleague of ours that owns a center like ours up in Bay City, and she has more like the doctor's version of the Zyto, where she can we can do it at our store, but it taps into her system remotely. And what she has to offer that's really incredible is it can we can use it to find out what foods are more beneficial for you or that might be a stressor for your body. And it's really profound. When I did it, I'd had testing done for with blood work for different food stressors for me. And it was very interesting because they showed up on this same Zyto scans, like chocolate, unfortunately, is a stressor for my body. Or it was. I don't know if it is now, but I should redo the test. But there were different food stressors. And so it's really cool because it brings up a whole list of, you know, food if you're having digestive issues that to take a look at. So it's really a profound machine.
Well, I wouldn't want to necessarily be told that I don't like chocolate or can't be stressed out about chocolate. So
that would not be good for you.
that for me, that would ruin my day. So, but I would be willing to look at that in further detail. But I just hope that chocolate doesn't come up on the list. So I don't know how I could live without that. It's a daily staple in my diet. So, but
I know it is. That's the reason why I had to throw chocolate out there. I know.
You're just trying.
Not to get off task, but this is what happens in our business: is people come in and we end up talking about something else than what they came in for. But talking about diet and nutrition. One of the things that I've come to realize and to start to counsel people in is rotating the things on our diet, because I was doing the same thing. I was using chocolate at that point in time kind of as my sweet, because I was, you know, trying to reduce my sugar intake and so forth, and all the benefits. I mean, there's so many benefits on raw cacao and chocolate. And so I, you know, was consuming quite a bit of it. And what I've come to find out is really the need to be on more of a rotation diet where you, you know, you'll eat food one day and then you won't have it for three more days. So like every fourth day, you'll be rotating your food. So you're not all the time putting the same thing into your body. And so if there is a food stressor there, it will allow your body to, you know, kind of recover before you feed it to have it again. And there's a doctor that I've been reading, and that they feel like there would be less food intolerances if you were able to rotate your diet a little more. So I do try and swap it up, that I'm not having the same thing all the time. It's kind of hard, but just becoming aware.
That's true. I know that sometimes we get stuck in the same rut eating the same foods, and our body's not getting that variety. And by doing that rotation, we're able to expand the variety and get different nutrients as well. So
mm-hmm. Right. It goes back to food is our medicine.
Totally. I want to spend just a few quick short minutes on something called the raindrop massage. Mm-hmm. And then I'd like to explore a little bit more about some of the other things that you do at Natural Recharge, and talk maybe a little bit about how people can how we not only share about health and but also we can help them share about spreading the word with us and even make back a little extra income. So, but before we do that, let's talk about the raindrop massage. So this is
raindrop is fabulous.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I mean, I agree. It is fabulous. And I know that people come out of there kind of, I would almost say that like they're stoned, but they're in a different world. And they're like, wow, I didn't know that that there's some type of massage like that. And it's not a beat you up massage or anything else.
No.
It helps people how it works and and how it's applied, because I think it's something that everybody should have one.
Oh, totally. Yes, Dr. Young formulated this. He went and met and would meet with the Lakota Indians, and they would do an energy type work where they would go to where the Aurora Borealis was, which is the Northern Lights, and they would do dances and lift their arms up, and they would, their belief was is that they were getting certain energy, healing energy from the Aurora Borealis. And what happened is when they couldn't go across the border to Canada anymore, they started doing different applications on themselves to simulate that energy work that they were getting from the Aurora Borealis. And so Dr. Young learned that, and he incorporated it with the oils, and that's what formed the raindrop. The reason why it's called the raindrop is the oils are applied first on your feet and then along your spine, and they're dripped from the bottle through about 6 inches up, so it's going through the different energy layers of the body, and it's picking up the different, going onto your body, it's going through the different energy fields of your body. And so once it hits your spine, it's already started to do its work. So there's 9 different essential oils that are applied, and each of the oils work on a different system or support a different system in the body. So like oregano and thyme are the first ones, and they are very, very good at supporting the immune system. And then there's basil, and each of them, and cypress, and peppermint, and marjoram. There's 9 different ones, and they each support the circulatory system, the heart, the muscle, the immune system, and it's just really profound. And it's done very gently. The oils are effleuraged in, just in light feathering motion up the spine. There's a little bit of massage involved as we work on either side of the spine to try and get the oils to go in a little better. So there is a little bit of light, but I'm not a massage therapist, so it's not a massage, it's an application. I've started incorporating, I learned to use the tuning forks, and the tuning forks add to the frequency and just bring another dimension to the raindrop. And so I really have started using the tuning forks. There's something with the sound that works on the body, and then it incorporates using figure eights on the body, and that helps the energies cross from one side to the other. So using the tuning forks has really become something, along with the oils, that have really enhanced the raindrop. And I don't know if there's anybody else in the area that has been taught to use the tuning forks. So that's something that's unique that I offer. And then in addition, for a small fee, we can do the Zyto and then incorporate those oils into the raindrop. So for just a little bit, $10 more, we can customize the raindrop for your specific needs. And that is really profound, and it's really effective for people that have specific challenges that they're facing.
No, that's fantastic. I can't even express to you enough how the life changing something so simple can be. And as you said, everybody really, it's not only is it profound for them, but I think it's an experience that they probably should do more often. They just don't think about it because it's not something regular, daily modes, but doing them once a month is something that could really help with things. It's just where people that they, if no other people out there that are struggling with health or immune, and the doctors aren't able to necessarily come up with an answer, This is something to give a try. It's not going to hurt them. It's only going to help and at the very least, it could do. It just makes them feel like they've had a really good experience. for that short period of time, which is about an hour. So.
Right. And it's very profound. I was getting them trading with a colleague of mine, and we were just giving them every week just so that we had the experience of having one once a week. And I'll tell you, if you talk to her, and there was, I can't explain how getting them once a week, and I think we did it for 6 weeks or 8 weeks, just the general sense of well-being, and I don't know, and it's subtle. It's I don't know. You know, when you start feeling better, you don't. It's more like you don't even realize it, and then you're all of a sudden like, oh, I did those stairs better, or oh, I woke up better this morning, or oh, you know, I had a better sleep. So it's really subtle things that that people just have to notice.
Totally, totally. So we're running out of time. We've got about 9 minutes left. And I know that one of the advantages of, coming to Natural Recharge is that what we try to do is we try to help share and spread the word. And one of the ways we do that is we use some of the companies that we work with are network marketing companies. And by network marketing, it means that you go out and share with your network of friends products that you think may be helpful or beneficial to their experience. And by doing that, there's an opportunity to earn additional income, maybe pay for some of the things that you want to have. So whether it's the essential oils or if it's another product, I know we have some phenomenal products from other companies that really, really work well in doing that. And there's some significant opportunities. And at Natural Recharge, we're looking to share those opportunities with others and help create a wider reach and network of people that we can be exposed to. Because obviously, at Natural Recharge, we can only see so many people in a day. But if we had 10, 15, 20 people out there sharing some of their experiences and doing it with their friends, family, acquaintances, it would be even more significant what we can do to help people. How have you used that in your particular experience? And what do you feel about that?
Well, I've been involved in several different network marketing companies through the years. I did Nu Skin back in the 80s when they were first starting for a minute, and you know, wish now I had stayed with it. And most of the companies that I've joined, I haven't joined to make it a business. I've joined just to get the product at wholesale cost. So, you know, I'm kind of, I don't want to say cheap that way, but man, if I can get it for, you know, it's kind of like going to Costco, you know, you get a membership so you can get a better rate. So that's how I use network marketing. Yeah.
Yeah. Why wouldn't we want to save money, right?
Exactly. So, but with, Young Living, because I love the product, I tell everybody about it. And so my business has just slowly grown because of that. And then I had a couple people under me that really saw it as a business, and they ran with it. And they're doing phenomenally well. And the beautiful thing is I still haven't chose to run with it to be a huge business, because I do it at work and I love it, but I haven't really pursued it as a business. But I'm getting a nice little check every month just because a couple people that I brought into the business have taken it on as a business. And so I haven't really had to work very hard for it. And if I would choose to work harder, you know, I would make, you know, even more, they call it residual income. And we've been introduced to a new product where I am looking at it as a business, and I see the potential of it. I mean, it's huge. It's right at the ground floor. And so because I know a little bit about network marketing and the residual income that's produced from Young Living, as I'm taking a look at this new opportunity, I can see it as a business, and I can see it as a game changer in people's lives. to be able to, you know, live a life that with freedom, you know, not having to worry about money. And so that's kind of exciting, knowing a little bit about network marketing and the potential that you can have of freedom, time freedom.
Yeah, that's I agree. What I love about the whole opportunity behind network marketing is that there's ways to experience really good products that have an incredible story. And I know that you're talking about the one company, the newer company, that they have really some groundbreaking, category-creating products that literally can change our health industry. And they're being, you know, copied by the pharmaceuticals are trying to copy their products, and other retail companies are out there, and they've positioned themselves to probably be one of the fastest growing companies here in the next 3 to 4 years. We've done a lot of work there at Natural Recharge to try and share this with other people, because it's our way of giving back. And I'm not saying that for sales, but it's a way to share information and share an opportunity, because who wouldn't want an extra $500 in their life per month, mm-hmm. or $200 or $1,000 or whatever? You know, there's a lot of moms out there that maybe, you know, I call them soccer moms, that, you know, they're sitting around talking to their friends and watching a game, and why not share information about something that could help them and their family? And there's been some extremely successful people. You know, I know that you and I were just at a conference in Kansas City. People who 5 years ago were literally broke, and they're making, you know, six-figure plus incomes in less than 5 years, and doing nothing other than sharing information. I know the company you're talking about, what's really special and different is it's not a sales company. It's an education company, and they educate people on their health and what could change with their health with some small changes and not large investments. We'd love to do that and share that with others. If they could call, they're always able to call our offices at 248-203-7744 or naturalrecharge.net. Is a website where they can learn a little bit more, not specifically about the products, but we like to do it more where we can share that information, because it is a great story. It's something that I have talked about on other shows, and we come back to it because it is making significant changes in people's lives. So,
And just as a quick, before we leave, the one thing that's wonderful about it is that you're creating a home-based business where you can really take some deductions. And at tax time, let me tell you, I know personally, it's been a huge, huge thing to have a home-based business and be able to deduct part of your cell phone and deduct, you know, part of your internet and even your products. You know, if you start to decide to join a company, you're a starter, you're starting a business, so that's deductible. So that's just an avenue to also think about and look at.
Totally. I don't disagree. Having tax deductions when our government has provided us an opportunity with a home-based business to probably be one of the most lucrative tax write-offs there is. And it's so simple, and it's not something that the government bears down, and because they've set up the rules to allow that. And that's why network marketing is a, you know, is a, I think it's $3 billion plus business. So it's bigger than the NFL. I mean, it's really good. So we've got 30 seconds left. I want to thank everybody for coming to today. Amy, you've been phenomenal. I mean, even though we're partners, I continue to learn more. And it's always fascinating to hear the information behind what you've got for us. And I'd love people to tune in next month, where we're going to talk hopefully more about nutrition and laser therapy. And have a great end of July, and we will look forward to seeing you in August. Thank you very much. Have a great day, and God bless.
Thanks, David.